This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Crude oil prices popped just a bit today, 2% or so, after OPEC and its energy allies, Russia mostly, agreed to cut production by 1.2 million barrels a day. A couple of things about that. OPEC pumps about 33 million barrels a day, just for context there on that cut. Also, one of the world's biggest oil producers, the United States, is not part of the production cut. So with a nod to the 30% tumble that crude has taken in the past couple of months, Marketplace's Justin Ho looked into how this all might play out.
To be clear, cutting 1.2 million barrels a day is a significant cut, says Brian Scheid at S&P Global Platts.
There was a lot of question about whether or not OPEC would go ahead with any cut, seeing all of the intense pressure that the Trump White House has been putting on OPEC to push prices even lower.
But while OPEC members would love to start jacking up prices, Scheid says today's cuts are more about making sure oil prices stop falling and stabilize. And while oil prices rose today, Sarah Vokshery at SVB Energy International says prices aren't really expected to rise too much in the long run.
Because of expectation for the increase of U.S. production and export capacity.
As in a lot of production and export capacity. In fact, just yesterday, the U.S. became a net exporter of oil for the first time since the 70s and is one of the world's top three producers.
Depending on what day it is, it may be the first, second, or third largest oil producer, along with Saudi Arabia and Russia.
That's energy analyst Barbara Shook. She says the price Americans pay at the pump is less about OPEC cuts and more about other factors, like where you live and how much you pay in gas taxes.
If you normally pay $3 a gallon, this might bring it up a nickel a gallon, maybe.
The OPEC deal has a few more details to be worked out, and Shook says to watch and see whether Russia actually sticks to its production cuts. OPEC is set to meet again in April to see how the cuts are going. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.